I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local, my guests tonight, Sean and Kai from Stereo Creeps. How are you guys doing tonight?
What's up, Kevin?
Doing hey. Great.
Good to have you guys in studio. A couple members of Stereo Creeps. You guys played in Portland last night.
We did.
And you got here back into Seattle like around 5 a.m.?
Yeah, we did the red eye drive. 3 hours, though, with no traffic. It was great.
Quality.
And I got to sleep a little bit because I have a responsible bass player that drives well.
So we got 50% of the band in tonight. Let's shout out the other guys. Who we got?
We got that responsible bass player, Mark Wardell. And we got guitar genius Robert Dollison. Couldn't be here right now, but he would like to say, I'm Robert.
Mom, yes. The important words have been spoken in his honor.
That's what he would say if he was here. So,
tell me about the gig last night in Portland. Who'd you guys play with and where'd you play?
We played at the Hawthorne Hideaway. Great little spot.
Yeah.
We loved it. Great food. Great staff. We played with this incredible band called Lord Master. Just mind-boggling how great they were. I think we have lifelong friends with this band now because they were just great. And also the Misery Men, and they were great as well.
Cool.
My friend Corey hooked us up with that gig down there, and he's the leader of the Misery Men. He's going to be recording a new album coming up with Mr. Steve Jones of Ancient Warlocks and many other bands. Hex Rays, actually, as well.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, welcome up to the show again. You guys were the KISW.com Band of the Week. If you're interested in checking that out, go to KISW.com, click on Loud and Local. You can find a bio of them, watch a video, and also there's a little bit of details on your new album. It's called Suck. It's going to be released on vinyl, and I'm getting a little too excited here. I'm getting a little too rainy.
It's exciting stuff. I can't blame you.
Sizzle down. So you guys have physical copies will be coming soon, but you have some pre-release CDs. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, I had this wonderful brainstorm of instead of doing just a Kickstarter type of thing where you ask for money, I thought, well, what if we allow 100 of these CDs to get out?
Yeah.
Kind of a true fan edition, official bootleg, and only they're all numbered and all that. Put that out. Put a $5 coupon in there for merchandise in the future. Just getting goofy, trying new things. So we've got out of the 100, I think I got about 10 left. We got rid of a lot of them.
You got to get them soon.
Yes, get them while they're available. Yes.
That's awesome. Well, the album is called Suck, and the money that you're making from selling these then hopefully will go into pressing the vinyl.
Yeah, we're just saving up money, playing shows, and grinding it out, trying to get some cash. Man, that vinyl ain't cheap.
Oh, that's true. We had Windowpane in studio last week, and they just released their self-titled record on vinyl, and they were telling us all about it. And they got like the nice 180 gram, and I mean, they're not on a label. They did it self-funded, so they threw some money into that, and it's definitely not cheap, but it's cool that you guys are doing it like not just the way of funding it through GoFundMe, but you're kind of doing it your own DIY GoFundMe.
Yeah, it's like come to a show to get the CD. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you try to get people to come to shows anyway, right? So do that. Get the CD, enjoy the CD, and you'll have it early, and then, then get the vinyl later.
And you guys, there's a chance to see them and buy the CD. Maybe there'll be a couple, but you know what? I don't know. We'll see. August 3rd at Drunky Two Shoes in White Center. Even if you don't get to buy one of the CDs, you can hear a couple of their songs on their Bandcamp. And you guys going to be playing songs from this album?
Yeah, we're pretty much playing this album live.
Cool.
We've been playing a couple of the older ones here and there, and occasionally do a David Bowie cover or something. But
awesome.
For the most part, we've been playing this album.
So the album is called Suck.
Yeah.
Tell me about Suck, man, because honestly, it doesn't suck, but obviously you guys have a little tongue-in-cheek humor here.
Yeah, you could say that. What do you think, Kai? Do you think we're a bit tongue-in-cheek?
Do you think it sucks?
No, we're very serious.
Okay. had to make sure.
All right.
I mean, we have a song on the album called Sucks to Be You, and we have another song called Suckers, and it's kind of about, like, you know, there's, like, inferences to people that are, like, drama people that suck mm-hmm. the life out of you. It's stuff like that. So it's more like that. But along with the artwork and stuff, it just kind of, I don't know, it just kind of was a thing. And I told the guys one day, I go, I think I have the perfect name for the album. And I thought they'd just be like, get the hell out of here. But I said, suck. I go, you know, like Stereo Creeps suck, you know. I'm sure plenty of people think that anyway. So we thought it was funny. And they're like, I love it. Everybody loved it. So there you go. Isn't that crazy?
Now, shout out to Kings of Cavalier when they came up. Yeah. They handed me this CD and they said, hey, we just want to slip you this. They said that it was Stereo Creeps version. It was like your pet sounds is what they said. They were like, wow. It is their masterpiece.
Okay, well, thank you.
It's their opus.
Ian, their guitar player, genius guitar player, he got back with me after he heard it and he was so nice. I think I cried. I might have cried just a tear, at least one tear, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's cool.
He's just a great guy.
You're in touch with your emotions.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm no tough guy, you know?
So there's an A side and a B side to this record, yeah. And tell me what the difference is between the vibes.
Well, that's why it has to be put out on vinyl, because it was crafted that way purposely. We were listening to nothing but old records. Mm-hmm. We weren't really listening that much to what's happening now and stuff. We're being like, kind of like, old dudes that, like, let's just listen to our record collection.
Sure. So we're listening to what you like.
Yeah, I listen to Bowie and Prince and stuff like that, you know, just kind of like, you know, we're thinking a lot of these old albums, they tend to have these more thematic, the songs go together, and side ones and side twos can be very different, almost like two albums. I said, we had two EPs worth. We were originally going to do a couple EPs. I go, let's just do it this way.
Yeah.
So side one's all like funner, upbeat-ish type stuff.
It's the party side.
The party side. It's all party, man, you know. And then but the side two stuff is a little darker and drearier. Okay. So I think a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, I'm a side two guy or I'm a side one guy. But maybe you like both sides. I don't know.
You're gonna play shows where you're like, all right, this is side one, and then take a little break and be like, all right,
well,
now here's side two material. Smoke a bowl.
Well, you know. I guess I could try that.
I guess
it's
legal.
It's legal now, right? Okay, I'll try.
Exactly.
I'll try that sometime. Yeah.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Yeah, give it a try. See what happens. We did do one show where we played the whole album
cool.
from start to finish.
That's awesome.
And that was the night we released all those CDs. And it was cool, but it's kind of harder to do that way due to guitar tunings and stuff. So,
for sure.
So a lot of times what we'll do is we'll play – if we're playing with heavier type bands, we'll play a lot more of the side two darker
okay.
stuff.
Yeah.
If we're playing with more funner type bands, we'll be more fun as well. We just kind of – we get tired of set lists really quick.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's try the set list, you know.
Have fun with it, man.
Right.
Or last night we just threw in an unplanned song because we felt like it.
Yeah,
screw it.
That sometimes happens.
Portland doesn't know the difference.
Nope.
All right, we're going to play a couple songs. This is the first two songs on the record, so needless to say, it is the party side.
Yeah.
We got Hide and Peek, and They're All the Same. These are songs from the new Stereo Creeps record, Suck. Are there anything you guys want to say about these two songs? I know they go together.
Well, I'll say on the song They're All the Same, we had some great backup vocals by JT Conrad, a friend of ours.
Cool.
She came in and pretty much nailed the stuff, like, unbelievably. We had, like, one song we were going to have her sing on, and she ended up doing, I think, like, six songs because she was so efficient and great.
Awesome.
So that was great. And we had a lot of guest stars on this album, too. So, but she plays a part on that song They're All the Same. And as far as Hide and Peek, it's just a four on the floor slammer, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Couple new songs by Stereo Creeps from their record Suck. It's Loud and Local on the Rock. We'll be right back.
wait. Stop. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 3.
In studio right now with Stereo Creeps. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock. Two songs from their brand new album Suck, Hide and Peek, and the song you just heard, They're All the Same. Killer stuff by Stereo Creeps. Awesome to have Sean and Kai in studio tonight.
Great to be here, man.
Yeah, if you want to talk to them, give us a call. Text us at 77999 or give us a call at 206-421-ROCK. Also, taking requests for anything you want to hear. But it's got to be Northwest-centric. And while I have you guys up here, I wanted to pick your brains a little bit. I've been getting into this. I've been thinking a lot about Northwest history lately, about Northwest music history, trying to represent here. And I want to know, this is a difficult one, but I gave you guys a couple minutes to think about this. Now, what are your top three Northwest bands of all time? This could be bands that are no longer with us, that only played a few shows, bands that are playing, active bands. It doesn't matter. Just top three Northwest bands of all time.
Kai, I'm going to let you take the lead.
Kevin, that's such a difficult question.
And that's why we're here. We're asking the difficult questions, man.
I know.
Wow.
It's 60 minutes here.
Yeah. I mean, so it's just there's some, you know, big bands and like some – not so big bands, and I'm afraid I'm going to miss something. Forget it. But, you know, one band that sticks out to me is this band called ASVA.
Okay.
And I think they're considered a local band.
Seattle?
Yeah.
Cool.
And that had Stuart Dahlquist. And in fact, they just had a reunion the other day, and a bunch of them got back together and played a show here.
To be honest, I'm ignorant to this band. I would love to know what it sounds like.
It's amazing.
Stuart comes from doom roots.
Okay.
But then he took it in a new direction and he just started getting into
ASVA?
ASVA.
I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah,
literally.
He started getting into organs and bells and chimes. Just just taking it in this other direction.
Cool.
So it's got that doom sound. But is it doom?
It's next level intelligent music. You got to just soak yourself into it.
Awesome.
I think so. It's not for everybody, but it's definitely for me.
Oh, my God. What's – oh, I see it on his – sorry.
So I started brainstorming. I'm just going to say I'm a huge fan of Matt Chamberlain, who moved out of the area. But just as a drummer, he's, like, been a huge influence to me.
Yeah.
And so I can't, like – He can do no wrong in my book. I don't care if he's touring with Tori Amos or whatever, which he did. But he played on a David Bowie album and his Critters Buggin'.
Yes. Yes.
Which has Skerrick, another local guy. And so I guess, you know, I guess coming back around, if we're going to be local, I'd say Critters Buggin' probably counts. And I've been listening to a lot of Queensryche lately.
Yes.
So cool. There you go.
Well, we've had some talks about this, but I do love that first EP, and I actually like I like the Warning too.
Yeah,
and
actually, again,
like Operation,
drummer,
you like Operation.
Yeah, I do
Mind
like
Crime?
That one too, but it doesn't.
Mind Crime is
it doesn't
great.
Work as well for me now. Like
fair
when
enough.
I to it now, but
sure.
But I don't kid yourself. When
representing
I'm,
Bellevue,
when I'm doing the vinyl parties at my house,
Queen of the Rock.
You're gonna hear some Queen of the Rock. You're gonna hear a little The Lady Wore Black.
Yeah,
don't kid yourself.
I remember.
Kai, that's a good 1, 2, 3 punch.
I can't remember yesterday.
Well, it gave me time to think of mine.
Yes.
Number one,
and we're all judging you.
I know. Probably my number one favorite, just great heavy hard rock, whatever you want to call it, is the band Tad.
Yes.
I mean, come on. This is why I should
Seattle's heaviest.
I mean, it's just the best.
Literally.
Stuff. The best stuff. I bought all the reissues of the vinyl reissues recently,
yes.
And they are
Sub
so good.
Sub Pop did that well.
And because I bought the whole set, I got a bonus CD or bonus vinyl with all
Ooh,
kinds.
Look at you.
Yeah, I know, right? So pretty lucky there. Also, I'm going to say it, Built to Spill. For me,
yeah.
Built to Spill.
Idaho, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's Northwest. I'd say
yeah,
that's Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
close enough.
I think Doug Marsh was over here a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe living here at one point. And I'm going to just say another band that's a currently hardworking band, old friends of mine. I'm just going to say it. I think the Green River Thrillers might be
– Hey, you're
most,
wearing one of their T-shirts
I am.
Right
I think
now.
They might be one of the greatest bands in Seattle. And if people don't realize that now, maybe they will later. But it's true. So
I like
shout
that.
Out to those guys. Those guys are like some of my best friends in the music scene for like a long time. So,
that's awesome.
Right.
Right on. Well, yeah, Stereo Creep's giving some love to current and past bands. I like it. Now, this is maybe a question that might be a little bit more embarrassing.
Oh, boy.
We'll see. what is – now, we're going to go Sean first
okay.
because
right.
before it was Kai. So Sean first.
Okay.
What is the first piece of music, whether it be CD, vinyl, cassette, 8-track? What is the first piece of music that you actually purchased yourself that you sought out, you bought with your own money? What is it, man?
This is actually this is kind of a cool question.
No embarrassment here.
No, I have nothing to be embarrassed about because I listen to this. I'll go home right now tonight and listen to this one. I don't care. But when I was a kid, I saw the cover to Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden. And I was like, I have to have that. I don't even know what it sounds like. I'm kind of scared about it, but I'm getting that because it's awesome. And I mowed some lawns or something, and I went and bought a vinyl copy of it.
That's awesome.
And I did end up liking it, and it kind of got me into metal, really.
Do you still have that vinyl copy?
I don't have that vinyl copy. I lost a lot of records and through the years, different situations. I won't get into all that. We don't have a lot of time. But
yeah.
different
drama.
But that record lives on, man. That is a solid record.
Right. I have it again. I have it now on vinyl again, but I don't have the original one I bought, which is kind of a shame, but whatever.
Yeah. But that's a good record, man, your first album.
Yeah, it's great, and it kind of really – it definitely kind of got me into metal at the time. And I'm a little older, so, you know, I was kind of into that stuff quite a bit. So then I actually got into metal first and then got into punk, so whatever.
And Kai, what about you, man?
Oh, man. So if I haven't embarrassed myself yet
– Oh, you have.
So I definitely remember – because, you know, I was a huge radio guy. I just, like, turned on the radio and listen to what was on when I was a kid.
You
know,
nothing wrong with the radio. Wink, wink.
I guess some people like the radio.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Gosh, who listens to a radio?
I don't know.
I guess, yeah. But you know, what ended up happening is I had like a gift certificate given to me or something. So I went into the music store because those existed.
What was it, Cellophane Square?
I don't even it might have been like a what was that, like Sam Goody or
yep.
something?
Oh, at the mall. Okay.
Yeah,
yep.
At the mall. And I was living in LA at the time. So I bought two records from two bands that I heard a lot at the time, and I'm thinking it was had to be So it was Def Leppard, Hysteria.
Yeah.
And Bon Jovi, New Jersey. Oh,
hey, man, at least you went to the heaviest of metal.
Yeah, and we just lost everybody.
Hey, Kevin, do I let him stay in the band after the New Jersey?
Hey, I was a kid. You okay. Got
to I'm going to leave that up to you, man.
All right. That's
Your decision.
Did you wear acid wash as well, Kai?
Oh, of course.
Tell me about what
and
your
I had
hair
the
looked
Velcro
like.
On my shoes. And, my hair? Oh.
That's another story.
Was some, right?
It was pre-mullet.
Yeah, right.
So, but it let me just say it was kind of feathered.
Ooh. Nice.
We're talking 80s here.
Gosh.
And I had extra pockets and zippers for no reason on
you
my
sound kind of like Tiger Beat material.
That's when we all had hair, right?
Pretty great.
I bought into the 80s big time.
Nice.
You can tell.
Yeah.
All right, man. Oh, well, man. We're talking with Stereo Creeps, talking about some prior influences and early stuff. But let's talk about their current music. They have a record called Suck, and you can check it out on their Bandcamp, and you can go to their shows. They're playing a show August 3rd at Drunky Two Shoes in White Center. They may have a few more copies of this record. We'll have to see. You'll have to go and check it out. We're going to play Ancient Accents and The Knife here by Stereo Creeps. What can you tell us about these two jams?
Well, these two are kind of different.
Okay.
They don't necessarily go together that great, but yeah, they kind of do because you get to hear two different sides of the album here. But the first one, this one's kind of a supernatural freak out kind of song, Ancient Accents. It's kind of a trippy, dark. I know a lot of people I've talked to that have heard this, that it's one of their favorite ones on here because it's definitely different than those other ones you
it's
played.
It's kind of moody.
It is a little moody.
Yeah.
Just like me.
Mm.
Ooh.
Drama.
I'm such a moody guy, you know?
Yeah. And then The Knife?
That's just, it's just kind of a
heavy.
Upbeat, crazy, big chorus kind of thing, you know?
All right.
Kind of 90s-ish in a way, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, let's let the music speak for itself.
Sure.
Stereo Creeps, two songs back to back. We're back with them in just a few. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. We'll be right back.
and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
We're almost into the second hour of Loud and Local. It is already July. It's crazy. We're already in the midst of the summer, man. 4th of July is this coming week. You guys got any 4th of July plans? This is Stereo Creeps, by the way, in case you're just tuning in. We got the members of Stereo Creeps here, 50% of them at least. But you guys got anything going on for 4th of July? You guys going to blast your hands off?
Well, I hope so. Maybe people won't have to hear me play guitar.
Hey, got two
anymore,
of them. You know? Who cares?
My daughter's birthday's right around that time, so she nice. Kind of she always gets Princess Week. So
yeah.
So it's pretty much all about her around that time. But
maybe some barbecuing.
Oh yeah.
I just got a new grill. So
that's awesome.
Look at you.
Look at me.
This is your big day.
All right, call us up 206-421 Rock for the details on his barbecue. His address. We'll share it with you.
Uh-huh. Nice. He would like that.
Yes.
Yeah, please come over. Yeah.
Party. All right. So Stereo Creeps, again, their new record is called Suck, and it's available on Deep Skull Records. This is his own label. It's do you have any desire to release other bands on Deep Skull?
Well, we did a split with Green River Thrillers that I keep mentioning. We did a split with them a while back.
Cool.
They're so good. The thing is, I'm looking to maybe do more of those. Those splits are fun because you can, two bands on one. You might buy it for this band, and then you go home and listen to the other side and go, whoa, wow.
This is better than that band.
why do you think I got the Thrillers on ours? Because right. I want them to go, oh, these guys. Oh, okay, this is the real stuff now. I get it. Okay, yeah. But, it's just kind of a way for us to – the Deep Skull Records thing is a way for me to just put – mine and the band's thumb of approval on things, and it's a way that we can release our own stuff as well. I'm a kind of a control freak, so even though it's on a small level, I just don't know. I like to keep control.
I hear you, man.
I like to keep control.
They're going to be playing again August 3rd at Drunky Two Shoes in White Center. I was just down at White Center today. I ate some Korean fried chicken at Baka Bak.
Sweet.
That place is incredible.
Oh, my God. I might have to go there.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually a band we're playing with that night called Projections on a Wall, and they will be releasing a 7-inch that night.
Cool.
So, and they're really cool. Newer band, but man, wow. Love their stuff. So can't wait to play our first show with those guys as well.
You'll be able to hear songs from this session here that the album is Suck, and hopefully they'll have a couple copies of the CD. Again, there's two singles on Bandcamp now. Vinyl to be determined. It'll be out probably early 2019.
Probably. It takes a while, and we're trying not to rush. And like I said, we're trying to actually have funds to do it as well.
Exactly. And help them out. Buy an album, buy a t-shirt, and help them out.
Yeah.
And go to the show. So,
exactly.
Stereo Creeps, we're going to play the last couple songs here, but I wanted to give you guys kind of the floor to give shout-outs and thank yous and whatever you want to do, man. This is your final words.
It's my big moment. Oh, my God. So I listened to your show, and I've heard you ask this question before, so I made it start making a list.
Cool.
I didn't want to, I can't get everybody, but I wanted to throw a little love at some people.
Yeah.
I've already mentioned the Thrillers so many times, so obviously they're on my list. The Claw, our good pals in Claw.
Mm-hmm.
Alumni of Stereo Creeps, Ian Etheridge has this band called Uncle Lord, and they're amazing. I dropped you off a little CD there. You're going to like that. If you like Faith No More meets Soundgarden and Devo.
Sounds tasty.
Or something, it's insane. It's great stuff. Shout out to Dick Rossetti and Ball Bag. They're great. Kings of Cavalier, of course, good buddies of ours. Scorponox, Warning Danger, The Dead Drones. They're a really cool band. We're going to be playing with them in September coming up. Crazy Eyes is one of my very favorite bands. They have a lead piano player, and it's awesome stuff. It's like, I don't even know what it's like. It's its own thing.
Yeah.
Slow Code, you played them earlier. They're
yes.
great. Puke Snake, they're a great band. Burien is one of my all-time favorite local
guys.
Bands. They're so good.
Burien, you love Burien? That's something no one's ever seen.
Well, the band.
The band.
I love the band.
Burien, comma, the band.
Yeah. there's this band called Quiet. They're really cool. I've seen them play, and they're going to be playing with us coming up at Slim's in September
yeah.
as well. a good friend of mine, Wes Spate, and the Apollo Proxy. That's his rock band. He does all kinds of music, but his rock band, it's really good. I gave you a copy of that as well. And it's a great EP he made. It's great production and good songs and, you know, just good stuff. The Sky Giants, great band out of Tacoma. I really like them. We played with them recently. Sky Penis, they're a cool band too. And they've got, hey, I'm telling you, they're a good band, man. They have a new album coming out soon also. I dig Wojciech. Wojciech's really good. You're still laughing about the
Sky Penis.
Yeah.
Every time I hear it.
I know, right?
Anyways, keep going. Wojciech.
Skullbot. My old friends in Skullbot, they're amazing. Kyber Rocks.
Yeah.
Those guys are great, guys and gals. Black Bone Exorcism. If you're really into the real doomy stuff, I'm not the biggest doom guy in the world, but I like the real stuff if I'm going to listen to it, and that's the real stuff. So there's a few there. Kai, if you have any others. But that's,
oh, man, your list is extensive. How can I possibly add to that?
I know. There's no more bands.
Other than that, I'm a big doom guy.
Well, there you are. You are
nice.
You are very doomy in personality. No.
Again, August 3rd at Drunky Two Shoes, come out to White Center and check them out. Pick up an album, pick up a T-shirt, and support them. And then sooner than later, we'll get that vinyl in our hands. It'll be pretty awesome. Maybe we can get them in the studio when that's about to happen. So again, Stereo Creeps, we got Sean and Kai. Thank you guys very much for coming
in. Thanks for having us, man. It's been a blast.
Fun.
Too much fun.
We got two more songs from the album Suck. We got Suckers and Have I Been Erased. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Thank you. take a look at my face. I never could. I could be replaced, but I can't resign. If I could leave this place, you know I would, and I probably should. It goes on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.